You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jerseys straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Rolling along on this Friday, Vic Carucci, Michael Regei, who is sitting in for Nathan Zagura on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we're very happy to bring in to the show right now staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, Kevin Jones. KJ, how are you, my friend?
Vic and Michael, always a pleasure. I love coming on this show, and I'm pumped to talk about two articles I wrote on the website.
Yes, you are, and let's tell folks, you are a pretty prolific writer. You've done a tremendous job in the short amount of time that you've been here. So happy to have you aboard with us, and really giving people a great feel behind the scenes of what players do, what coaches do. And the first piece I want to talk about, and we highly encourage people to read on ClevelandBrowns.com, it's the heading is A Day in the Life of Cleveland Browns Linebacker Carlos Dansby. And basically, and you've done this with some coaches. You did it with Brian Angelicchio, the tight ends coach. You're doing it now with Carlos. This basically time stamping a full day from early morning until night, following this guy through his routine. Tell us about Carlos Dansby, because fascinating stuff with this man, not only in terms of football, but how he takes care of himself.
You would think Carlos Dansby is an Olympic athlete, the way that he takes care of his body. You'd never guess that he's 32 years old. And going back, Vic and Michael, looking at his numbers, he's played 10 seasons in the NFL, 14 games every season at least. He keeps himself healthy. He's all, you know, he really focuses on his hips. He brought up an interesting point to me. Linebackers are always crunched down in that stance for hours at a time in practice and the games. He goes to a chiropractor, gets his hips aligned. He does hip exercises before and after practice. He's in the hot tub all the time. He doesn't do the cold tub at all. He really takes care of his body. He's in the hyperbaric chambers. He had those in Miami. He had one in Arizona too. Of course, those are the oxygen chambers. He swears by them. He says he feels like he's 27, 28. So he signs a four-year contract here. He's 32. You know, this is kind of a bold statement from me. I think he's going to play out that full contract. I think that he's going to be the biggest addition to this team when we're looking back at December, January. The Browns are in the thick of things. The defense, coverage-wise, Carlos Dansby is going to be a staple. And the way he takes care of his body, he gave me a peek yesterday. It was fascinating.
Yeah, check all this out with as what Kevin's speaking to, Kevin Jones, at ClevelandBrowns.com on the website. Kevin, I'm fascinated by Dansby because he's 6'4". Now, he kind of breaks the mold of what we are used to as an inside linebacker. Doesn't matter whether it's 3-4, 4-3, whether you're playing the Mike or you're inside in the 3-4, he's always so disruptive in opposition pass games. He's one of the linebacking leaders in picks and interceptions year in and year out. How seriously or how much of do you feel of an insight standpoint that Dansby's going to take this role too with he and Dante Whitner of leadership and ownership of this defense as he comes in here?
Interesting you say that, because he talked about Dante Whitner and how they have two different leadership styles. Dante is a preacher from the heart. This is, you know, a church clapping, getting everyone going, just really preaching.
Love it.
Carlos Dansby isn't. He is not going to go up to a guy and really drill home a message. If a guy comes up to Carlos Dansby, he told me, I will give them my wisdom and what I think, but he's under the impression that these guys kind of know what they're doing, and he doesn't want to cloud their judgment and make them overthink. So if he sees something glaring, he'll point it out. But right now he kind of wants guys to make their own mistakes and figure it out on their own. Leadership-wise from him, you'll see it in the weight room, and I wrote this in the piece. He's not about getting real strong. Carlos Dansby right now is weighing 234. He had a moment there during the lockout in 2011. He weighed 270. That's when he became so health conscious. He let himself go during the lockout. His diet, he's on the Sari Melman diet. It's based out of Miami. It's a fad down there. It's like a blood type of diet, and you really analyze what you eat and you get numbers back and see what your body can break down. So Dansby, he's a different type of leader. He's 32. He may seem like he's at the end of his career, but I think he's just entering his prime. 19 pass deflections last year, the most for any linebacker in the league. He's going to be near the ball all the time.
Yeah, stands out.
Kevin Jones is visiting with us, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. And let's talk more about this Siri Melman diet that you referred to in this timeline in the day in the life with Carlos Dansby, posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. He said during the lockout he ballooned up to 270 pounds. Now he's down to 234, and you see him as this lean, long guy who is really built for pass coverage, which is what the Browns want the most to improve from that middle linebacker, inside linebacker position. But let's talk more about his eating habits and what he is putting in, because really this is the definition of why this guy at 32 is able to compete as if he's in his mid to late 20s.
This, Vic, was the most funny part about our interview, because I kept trying to pry him, what are, you know, you told me what you eat, egg whites in the morning today with peanut butter, wheat toast. That's a staple for him for breakfast every day. Lunch is salmon and brown rice. That's what it was yesterday. But I was asking him, what are you eating Tuesday? What are you eating Thursday? He said, that's a secret, Kevin. I'm keeping that close to my best. I think my diet is part of the reason why I've been so successful in this league. The Siri Melman diet, he gets analytics and blood work every day. He's got charts in his house. He's got consultants telling him what he should eat and shouldn't eat. So, Vic, I was prying. I was like, is there any junk food? Do you have a vice that you go to? And he said, no, I don't snack. I can't really reveal my diet. You're lucky I'm giving you salmon and rice. You're really lucky that I'm giving you that insight.
That's interesting. Great to have Kevin Jones with us. You also, as you mentioned, mic'd up, wired up Wilbert Montgomery, the new running backs coach of the Browns. I was a huge admirer of Wilbert, Kevin, back in the day when he was with Dick Vermeil. Vic, about those days, how sweet
him.
Was he with Jaws and that Philadelphia Eagles offense,
yeah.
Huh? But
yeah.
What do you sense that Wilbert Montgomery, with that vast NFL knowledge and having been there and having been one of the finest running backs in this league in his time, how much of that can he transmit in a positive to this Browns running back core that, as we know, is in now tremendous transformation from what we've seen here?
First, let me say I'm 25 and I consider myself a football historian, and I knew Wilbert played, but I did not realize how dominant he was for those Eagles teams.
Oh yeah.
In 81, they rode him to the Super Bowl. He was quick. I saw some of his highlight tapes, so it was very cool. Now, I don't know how much Wilbert actually does talk about his playing days to his guys, but I know what he does talk about. It's Marshall Faulk, guy he coached with the Rams,
right,
with Vermeil. That was his first coaching gig. Marshall Faulk was a student more than anything, and Wilbert is really challenging his running backs to be great. He talked about, to me, in the article, there's a picture of Jim Brown. There's a picture of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack inside our building. He makes his players look at that picture and say, Ben Tate, why can't that be you? Terrence West, why can't that be you? I'm challenging you to become the next Browns great running back, because this team has shuffled running backs in and out for so long. Peyton Hillis, Jamal Lewis, they haven't really had a guy come in here in their prime and carry the rock for a consistent while and be that guy. So that's what Wilbert Montgomery is doing. He's saying, look, I did it in Philadelphia for 7 years. It can still be done in this league. Ben Tate, Terrence West, maybe even Baker, maybe even Deion Lewis, whoever rises up, that is the most competitive spot, I think, outside of defensive line on the roster. There's people that can carry the rock all over the place. So Montgomery is quite the interesting character. Not as much of a yeller and screamer as I anticipated, but a very cool mic'd up on ClevelandBrowns.com.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be a yeller and screamer. And I could tell you a lot about Wilbert, because I did have the chance to cover him through a good chunk of his career when I worked in South Jersey, covered that Philadelphia Eagles team with Ron Jaworski, the head coach, and Dick Vermeil, the head coach, Ron Jaworski, the quarterback, Herman Edwards, a corner on that football team, just to name a few, and then Wilbert. And it's interesting because of all the guys, now they had other players, John Bunting, as you remember, Reg, coach,
yep,
at the collegiate level, North
yes.
Carolina. So that some other players on that team went into football.
Didn't Harold Carmichael coach a little bit too, Vic?
Yeah, he kind of helped, mostly player program help. He did some receiver help for the Eagles staffs.
Sure.
And was kind of, but mostly a kind of a player program guy, a player engagement guy in Philly. But to tell you about Wilbert, and again, we're visiting with Kevin Jones here, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. To tell you about Wilbert Montgomery, he, as a player, said very little, came in from Abilene Christian, Texas, had no idea what Philadelphia was all about, even what the Eagles were, and you point that out in your story. That's such a great memory for me, because I remember this guy being pretty much walking in and, like, you know, big city and big atmosphere of the NFL, and he just kind of went with the flow. He just let his actions speak. He said very little. And if you had to ask me of guys on that team that I would have projected to be a coach in the league, and even assistant coach in the league, I wouldn't have had him high on my list. But it turned out that as we spoken so much, and he and I talk quite a bit, and we reminisce, but more importantly, we focus on this Browns team here and now. What we get into is, you know, all that he learned from the great coaches who surrounded him. You know who was on that Eagle staff? And you said you're a historian, Kevin, and I know Michael's going to know this name. Sid Gilman was a presence on that Eagles staff as a consultant, but he was in the building. And we talked about that the other day, just about having Sid in there and the offensive concepts. And there was a guy named Dick Corey who was the offensive coordinator. And, you know, you think about this. Players can learn now. Lots of top-line, highly paid players now weren't making, Wilbert was not making that money back in the day. So your football future, your post-football future, had to have some kind of job lined up for you. Guys now don't necessarily think that way, don't want to put in the time. It takes a grind and an effort, but he did. And all those years he spent in Baltimore, he learned from Vermeil in Kansas City. He's really been in St. Louis with Vermeil as well. He's a guy who I think embraces this game as a coach, and you could see what it means to him to just help these young. He wants to impart this knowledge. It's personal for him. It's not just making money to have a job. He wants these guys to be great, and he challenges them every day.
Right, Vic. And to go back to your point, how you didn't project him to be a head coach or a coach at all. He gets the invite from Ray Rhodes and John Gruden when they're first getting started in the mid-90s in Philadelphia, and they're going to Wilbert's house, and they're saying, we want you to be this running backs coach. And he goes, no, I can't do it. He helps out at a high school. They come back next year. Wilbert, we need you. He said no. But it took his head coach, Dick Vermeil, when he came back with the Rams. Vermeil called him and said, how does Coach Montgomery sound? He couldn't say no to Dick Vermeil then.
You can't say no to him.
And luckily, that Coach Vermeil did that, because Wilbert has established himself as one of the best running back coaches in the league. The Browns, he's chomping at the bit to work with Kyle Shanahan. He was so happy to get the offer because of Shanahan's zone blocking and how important the running backs are. So he has an important job, a very, very important job on this assistant coaching staff, and the Browns are expecting big things from his players.
Check out great pieces by this young man, KJ, Kevin Jones, on ClevelandBrowns.com, a piece on Wilbert Montgomery. We're just talking about that. A Day in the Life of Carlos Dansby. Both great reads, along with all the other stuff he's been producing for us on a regular basis. So, you know what? Go back and write something else, man. You've been just cranking it out.
I'm going to take some time off this weekend. How about that?
No, that's okay. You've earned it. But thank you.
How about Carucci going to put you back to work this weekend, Kevin? You do a fine job that we want more.
That's
right?
The problem
give
when you're
more.
Good.
Give us more.
When you're good, we want more. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, thank you, pal.
All right, Vic. All right, Michael. Thank you.
Good to see you, Kevin.
Kevin Jones joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Up next, we're going to get into the Friday forecast. Jason Gibbs, our producer, are going to run through some five topics that Michael and I are going to hit on for you. Want to hear from you, too. 216-578-0850 if you want to call or tweet at Browns_daily or hit Michael at Michael Regi or hit me at Vic Carucci. Lots of ways you can get through with your questions, your comments. Stick around. CBD on a Friday.